The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Yeah, it is a brand new month. Welcome to December, kids. With us in studio as part of our entire Restaurant of the Week is our latest friend. His name is Matthew Goodman, and Matthew is with N'God. No, he's not with N'God. He's with the Fighting Burrito. See, N'God. That's that French stuff. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you.
I was just fencing N'God.
Sure.
All right. What's going on?
Just hanging out with you.
Welcome to Friday, right?
Yes.
So tell us a bit about the Fighting Burrito. You're just down the street from our studio.
I am. I could throw a burrito at you from where we make burritos.
It could get messy.
We have never done that.
But we could try.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we can't do it.
So tell us about the Fighting. Where did this come from? Is this something that you cooked up in the middle of the night and said, hey, I want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably afternoon, more than middle of the night. But yes, basically, a friend of mine, Robert Moore, and myself developed this concept back in 2003. And we did that in Ames, and it's still in Ames right now. And then we opened the Des Moines store, I think, around 2011, 2012. So that store is about 5 years old, and the burrito in Ames is ancient.
Been around a while. Yeah. Has the business changed much over the years?
I think when you're in small business, as you change, your business changes. Mm-hmm. So I think our commitments – we've always been very committed to service was a big thing ever since. I used to be the owner of a Euro stand in Campustown in Ames.
Very nice.
Back in the 90s. And so that thing has been enduring with me, commitment to service and connecting with the people who choose us in our community. But I think the other things that have happened for me is I want our business to say who we are, who I am and who the people who support us are. And so the brand has changed a lot. It's a very progressive brand. We have a list of favorite fighter burritos that involve people like Harvey Milk, Jesse Owens, Jack Trice, who's a very historic Iowa character, not just Iowa State, but a real Iowa story about hard work and not giving up. And so I think I've put more of my spirit into the business probably over that time.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like you can't find a burrito.
No.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, we're the only ones. We are the only people.
Especially chains. But you've been able to survive and thrive even with all that going on.
Yeah.
Why? What do you think it is? I mean, is it that people get the whole shop local thing at one point, or is it because that you guys are unique and different and fun?
Well, I mean, I guess all of the above, mm-hmm. I think, at least. I think The biggest thing for me and our food is we worked on it and I've since changed and moved it on my own, but our food is food you can eat every day and you won't feel bad. That's something I want. And not all, and I wouldn't say we're a Mexican restaurant. Right. We sell burritos, we sell traditional Mexican fare, but the flavor profile and the balance of fresh food versus savory, greasy, more lipid food is way to the healthy piece. And so, I mean, I want my kids love the burrito, right? They're huge fans. So I want my kids to stay alive and I want them to eat healthy. And so we want to make that flavor profile such that you can eat healthy and love what you're eating. And then an hour later, you don't feel bad about it.
Matthew Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, the Fighting Burrito. And that's the first time on this program in 5 years we've heard the word lipid. I just want to write that down someplace. Very good.
I do have a BS in chemistry. We can go into that later if you'd like.
But that's very, very cool. So tell us about the physical locations of your stores.
Sure. We have one up in Ames in Campustown. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. And we actually moved that store in 2010 to get a little closer to the action in Campustown. It's a very small, mostly a to-go restaurant, but there's seating there. And the Des Moines store is down by Locust, right by you guys, by Sculpture Garden.
Right.
Just to the southwest of the Sculpture Garden. And it seats 90 people, and you can have groups of 15 sit together. It's a very cool store, and it is a beautiful store. That's the other piece of how it's changed. I got to really express myself in that store. You know, a lot of the art in there, there's a big, huge cloud hanging over the space that was designed by Basement, another local branding company and screen printing outfit. I love that space. Even if you don't want to eat, I encourage you just to walk through that space. I'm very proud of it. And we wanted to create a space. You know, downtown lunch is very quick, and usually the spaces are small unless it's a sit-down.
Sure.
And we wanted a place where you could go and be quick and hang out with people that you care about, maybe doing business with or love, and you didn't have to sit separately, and a place where you felt like you're really in a place you want to spend
so
a lot of time.
So although the food is fast, the genre or the look is not necessarily that way.
No.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. I mean, this is what I want. It's what I want to do when I go eat. I don't always want porcelain tile and hard seats.
Exactly.
That's not what I always want. Sometimes I want some carpet and some cushy seats.
Fighting Burrito, ladies and gentlemen, just down the street from the studio. How has this area, I mean, you've been here for several years now, but this area has changed rapidly. Has that been good for your business?
Yeah, I think it varies. I think it's very neat that there's so much going on, right?
Oh, wow.
There's a lot going on over here that used to be in different places, I think, in the community. I think sometimes it's been a challenge because, as you guys know from living down here, the streets are closed a lot in the summer, and that was kind of our biggest time. So there's a little bit of that. But, I mean, it's exciting to see new places to do new things wherever you are, right? Uh-huh. So Horizon Line Coffee is a very cool new concept that's down here. There's the Dolce, that's a jazz place that's down here now. And those things, this redevelopment of these old urban spaces, which
cool?
I'm in love
that's
with.
Very nice.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Lot line development, keeping people in intimate space with each other is a great way to build community.
Yeah, having been in Iowa since 1979 and visiting Des Moines many, many, many times before I actually planted here in 2000, I think it was, we remember very well how at 5 o'clock in the evening, you know, roll up the streets, baby, ain't nothing going on downtown. But now people actually, and I always said, you know, the thing that will change Des Moines is when people start to live in Des Moines in downtown area, and that will create a whole new vibe outside of where the nightlife happens to be.
Yeah. And I think there's a cultural shift too.
There is.
I think people are more wanting to connect with their community in real ways. And so, whereas I think oftentimes before, as you would live in the surrounding communities and you would stay in the surrounding communities, I think there's a sweet spot from like 25 to 35 of age where they come back on those weekends. They come back to kind of experience a more urban experience. And, you know, like my favorite restaurants are down here, you know, not just a burrito, right? You can't just eat burritos. So, right. You couldn't live well, but you may want to diversify the things you put in your belly.
Right. I mean, right within a stone's throw of your place are a number of locally owned restaurants that are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and great pride in the management of those. As a matter of fact, one of them is right next to us here. It is 39, plus 39.
Yeah.
Which is also an Ames.
It is an Ames store, yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
I just ate there last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. Gotta support your local folks, man.
Exactly right. Exactly. What when people come in, is it how? What's your hours, first of all? When do you open?
Basically, it's 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. all Monday through Friday, and then Saturday it's 11 to 7.
So you don't have to put up with crazy people in the evening.
Man, I'd love to put up with crazy people. Like, that's where I started, right? Like, late night vending.
I was going to say, that's exactly where you started.
Just the traffic patterns down here haven't really made us think that would be reasonable yet.
Right, you have to go a couple of blocks over.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
His name is Matthew Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fighting Burrito. When you talk about the interior of the place, how long is it? Well, tell us about, you said carpet?
I did.
You said carpet in a restaurant?
It's the first time this has ever been uttered on this. Did you say carpet to me? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like to build spaces that are cozy, right? So what I like about over there is you have some sunlight during lunch. You don't just have you're not in the shade the whole time. That sunlight can fill the space. It makes the space beautiful and warm and inviting. And that's just the stuff I like. So I build it the way I like it. When you have carpet, you have less noise. It also keeps you warmer. Your feet are warmer. When you
I
have
like
seating,
it.
Yeah. Say it again.
I like it. I like
I mean, it's perfect. It's what I want. Right?
Yeah,
it's the world I want to build.
Well, and if you're going to be there a lot, You might as well, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the piece, the cultural piece. We just really want to be the kind of business that wants to remind everyone of how lucky we are and how good people have done great things, and we want to make sure you're thinking about that.
Sure, and that's extremely important. What kind of menu changes do you do on a regular basis?
We're pretty consistent. I mean, mostly if we're going to change something, it's going to be some crazy version of our Rice Krispie treat. We have very, very large, exceedingly large. You probably shouldn't eat this every day. These are special treats for you.
Okay.
Not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But we'll change like the coloring or what we put in them.
In the Krispie treats.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of our expressive piece. The other things, I think mostly we're just constantly trying to change what we're sourcing. So we now use Iowa sweet corn. We use local Iowa beef that's organic and that's grass-fed. We use local tortillas from a local factory you might not know. There's a tortilla factory
in Des Moines.
Yep, Sonora Tortilla downtown Des Moines. So you could always bring her on the show if you want.
No kidding.
Make her say our name 10 times if possible. That'd be great.
we could probably get that done.
Yeah.
So there is a tortilla bakery? Is that what you would call
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I say factory, but bakery is probably more accurate,
perhaps,
I guess.
Perhaps, yes.
Sounds like more like food.
Yeah, it does,
right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So
I want to take that back.
I had no idea. And so locally sourcing, which is kind of, you know, that's such a trend that's taken over the past 10, 11 years or so, where people say, oh, look, I want my vegetables from here. I want to do the farmer's market thing. I want to locally source the beef. Yeah, that is all very trendy.
Yeah, and I think as people understand, especially in Iowa, I mean, we live in Iowa.
Right.
There is no reason we should be buying corn from anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the systems aren't as robust, so there's always a little cost to those things. But I think people who live in Iowa and have a connection to this rural history in Iowa, if you can spend a little bit more for food and know that you're supporting farmers, like my grandma and grandpa and my aunt and uncle are dairy farmers right now, right?
Ooh,
like
dairy
today.
Farmers.
Yeah, yeah. They never get away.
They never get out of
they
there.
Never get away.
Yeah, I know.
But if you can support people like that, then you keep the pieces of this state that I think a lot of us value, every age, not just older people who farm, but people who understand the value of the work. I think that's good. And so making those things available is important.
Over the past several months, we've had a number of stories about a national chain, national burrito chain, that has fallen on super hard times. I mean, with all kinds of illnesses and sanitary things. How is it? And we're not painting all burritos the same, obviously, of course.
Much appreciated.
But how do you keep from falling into that issue? I mean, is this a constant? You got to be on it all the time?
Wash your food.
That's
it. There's one rule. This is not just for us. It's for you at home. Wash your food. That's it.
That's it.
If you wash your food, you're not going to hurt anybody.
Now, what food do you wash?
Any produce.
Got it. Okay.
Is always washed.
Always.
There's other items that aren't, but I mean, produce especially, because produce grows outside. And you don't know what's happening outside, right? A lot of things happen outside. Maybe some of them you don't want in your belly, right? Maybe that's
right.
Not what you need.
That's right. So just ask any town that hosts ragbri, and they'll tell you that you know, whatever's growing outside,
well,
you don't want to
eat that. Definitely wash your food if it were in a ragbri stay-over town.
His name is Matthew Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fighting Burrito on Locust here in downtown Des Moines. Thank you for doing this, man.
Hey, my pleasure.
I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. And welcome to December.
Yeah,
what?
It's only 3 months away, March. That'd be great.
Why is that?
Don't you love spring?
Yeah,
like,
I do
isn't
love
that the
spring.
Best? Yes. But you got to get through it. Like, this is what it is, Evan Froh.
That's welcome to Iowa. Matthew Goodman, it is the Fighting Burrito. Thanks to our friends at the Iowa Restaurant Association for hooking us up. All right, we've got to sneak on out of here. Because why? Well, we've got to take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. What happened to the markets? We will tell all when we take a look at the numbers next here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.